Welcome to the Goal Getter Podcast. My name is Anna Wallace and I'm the founder of the Weight Loss Academy Coaching Certification. I'm a registered nutritionist, NLP practitioner, life and success coach. I'm a serial goal getter and obsessed with helping you achieve more out of life, more happiness, fulfillment, excitement, you name it. I want you to realize your potential and that everything you want to achieve is possible with the right attitude and mindset. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, take control of your eating habits, start a business, become a health coach, or connect yourself on a more spiritual level, this podcast is for you. Look at this podcast as your daily dose of goodness to help you be, do, and have exactly what you want in life. I will provide you with the tools, strategies, resources, interviews, and solo episodes to inspire you to live your best life. I'm excited to guide you on this path. So thank you for hitting play. Let's dive in. Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of the Goal Getter podcast. So today we have our very first interview, and I'm super, super delighted and happy to have the beautiful Viola Hug on the show today. So welcome, Viola. It's such a pleasure to have you here today. I'm just going to share a little bit about you before, and then we can essentially dive straight in. So Viola is an intuitive coach, a mentor, an author, a podcaster, and the creator of the Abundant Babes brand. She coaches women on business, wealth, spirituality, and mindset, and how all these things utilize together allow you to actually have it all in life. So Viola runs live programs, high-level masterminds, and for those who want it all, she takes on one-to-one clients. And she hosts an amazing podcast, which is called The Abundant Babes, and is the author of the Amazon bestseller, You Are an Abundant Babe. I have a feeling, Viola, you're going to tell us how we can all live very abundantly today.
Probably is going to come up.
Good. I love it. Excellent. I'm happy with that. Definitely. So how are you today? How's everything going for you?
Oh, I'm so good. Thank you so much for having me on, and hello to everyone who's listening. It's great to be here.
Yeah, awesome. So, so good to have you. So what have you been up to this morning before you got, you jumped on here?
Oh, I've actually been, I was like super spiritual straight up. Like I was just like literally meditating and downloading a new process to help my clients with.
I love the sound of that.
Yeah. Awesome. And then I finished watching Step Brothers, which I fell asleep to last night. So it was kind of like up into polarity there.
Yeah. Always good. Nice. Yeah. So a pretty relaxed start to the day.
Oh yeah. Nice. I'm like 8 months pregnant. So everything's just like, what do I feel like doing?
Enjoy it. I have an 8 months old son. So. So oh my God, enjoy your sleep now as much as you can. I'm sure everybody says that anyway though. Amazing. So look, we're going to be chatting a lot today about manifestation. And what I really wanted us to kind of dive into is really chat about what manifestation means, and if for people that are completely new to it, like how can they start to explore it? Mm-hmm. So for somebody that isn't really that familiar with manifestation, like what does it actually mean? Like how could you explain it to someone?
Yeah, so I think everyone's probably going to have their own definition of it. My personal way that I describe it is like, when you think of the word like manifest or manifestation, it's literally like the physical form of something that you are wanting to create, you know? So if you have like an art piece in mind and then you paint it, technically like the painting is the manifestation of the original thought. Yeah. And so the concept of manifestation talks about how we can really create our own life by getting clear on what we want in our mind and then making it a reality in our life. And it utilizes like a whole bunch of different concepts, and everyone kind of talks about it really differently and, you know, whatever. But the basic concept is utilizing the law of attraction, which is like matching our energy with it.
Yeah.
And then kind of like the second part of it is that when we're matching our energy with it, we're going to see opportunities and see ways that we can do things in a different way than we may have been able to see before, you know, when it wasn't in our awareness.
Yeah.
And so that way we start behaving, we start acting, we start making decisions from a place that then aligns us with the thing we're wanting to manifest in our life, right? Even if it's completely like crazy and outlandish, or if it's something super simple. Right.
Yeah. I love that. Amazing. And like, but say for example, there's someone that is, they don't exactly know what they want. So how can a person, first of all, get really clear on what it is that they actually truly desire?
When it comes to manifesting, I think the thing is you can play around with anything, right? So, if you're wanting to practice your manifestation muscle, a really good place to start is even just trying to manifest really simple things. Like for example, you might decide that you want to manifest seeing a yellow car, you know, and then that could be like the first kind of way to play around with it if you're talking about manifestation. But if you're talking about like manifesting your dream life, it's probably going to take a little bit more thought than just yellow car.
Yeah.
Which I think everyone kind of goes through this dilemma of like, what is my purpose? What do I want? Like, I'm not sure that any of us, well, I mean, some people say they have like absolute clarity, whatever, from the get-go. But in terms of what that means, I think that's where we get hung up. Like, even if you imagine yourself like living this beautiful, exotic life, like helping people, whatever, like usually the disconnect is still like, how do I get from where I am to that thing? Right.
Yeah.
And so, the first practice, if you're really like caught in the overthinking phase of it and you're just like, I don't know where to start, I don't know what I want, remember that what you want can always evolve. So what you want right now might not be what you always want, and it's okay to start somewhere. And I think that's so important, because if you start somewhere and you start like understanding these concepts, you start the personal development journey, you start like, you know, experiencing what it's like to have something that you want, even if it's not like the big long-term vision or what you'll want forever, then you're like learning, you know what I mean? Yeah. And the next time you decide to pivot or try something new, or you get clarity on what the next thing is, it's easier because you've kind of built that muscle a little bit as well. Mm-hmm. So give yourself permission to start just anywhere, like follow what feels fun is kind of my personal thing. It's like, what are you excited about? Just start there, you know, like.
Do you have like any specific practices for someone to have clarity around that? Like, so would you say like meditating or journaling, or I suppose it's different for every person, but.
Yeah. So it is different for every person, but I do think both those things that you said just then are really good. Like if you're someone who has a really vivid imagination, I definitely recommend giving yourself space to meditate. Or if you're like not really sure on meditating, like literally just sit down and imagine, just be like, what would I do if I could do anything right now? Or what do I see other people do that really excites me, and see kind of where your imagination takes you. And I think those prompting questions as well, like if you prefer writing, for journaling is really good. It's like, what actually, if, you know, if I wasn't limited by what I believe is possible for myself right now, what would I really like choose to do? And if nothing really comes to mind, is like, who in your life that you either personally know or have seen online or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, who is someone that you're just like, oh my gosh, like that is so cool that they live that. And even if you feel like it's so like, you could never do it, like even just explore, you know, like, what do you like about it? Do you like the fact that they have freedom? Do you like the fact that they're helping people? Do you like the fact that they just do what they want? Do you like the fact that they, you know, have trendy bags, handbags?
Yeah.
You know, like, what is it? And there's no shame in any of it. Because I really believe anything that we desire is actually channeled to us from our soul. Our soul's just like, hey, you could have this, you could experience this, you could have this feeling in your life. And us as humans, you know, we get to choose whether we want to pursue experiencing that or not.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love that. Like, I think it's so important to definitely explore those things. And as you say, if you don't really know what it is, like have a look and see what other people are doing to get that sort of inspiration.
And I was just going to say, like, sometimes it's also really funny, like, don't have any judgment over yourself if you do notice this happen, because this is actually a really natural response. But sometimes we notice actually the people that are inspiring us on some level, actually on another level, we feel jealous of, or we feel envious of, or we also sometimes feel very in judgment of. So if you notice yourself like really triggered by someone, or like really jealous, or like, why do they get to have that? Like, I wish I could have that. You know, often those things are seen as really negative. And obviously if we stew in that energy, it's not supportive for us at all.
Yeah.
But if we can like turn that around and say, what about them is like triggering me right now? Like, why am I so triggered that they have this amazing lifestyle? Or why am I so triggered that they're sharing this? Or vice versa with a jealousy thing. It's like, you know, why, what is it that they have that I'm actually jealous of? Because sometimes that's actually the clue. Sometimes that's actually the thing that we need to go in deeper on. So as much as it's like, what are you inspired by? It's also like, what is triggering you?
You're completely right. Like if someone is triggering you, there's definitely a reason for it. Absolutely. Yeah. I love that. So when you have that sort of like clarity, then what would be the next step in the kind of like manifestation process?
So, again, like if we're going to stick with like life creation, right? We're going to stick with this example or?
You know, you can throw out anything you want.
We'll see what comes up then.
Yeah. Go for it.
Okay, well, let's start there anyway. So if it's like, let's say you discover that you really, what's an example that I can
bring on? Can I share with you an example? Because if I'm thinking about like a lot of people that will be listening to the podcast, probably like a lot of women who are like in the 9-to-5 career and they're seeking something more. They're like wanting to have that freedom, possibly work for themselves. They're wanting something more. They want maybe more fulfillment out of their job. So maybe something like that.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to start with talking about like a manifestation practice, right? So when I know we wanted to focus on manifesting, and I feel like manifesting goes through like different phases in your experience, because we're actually always manifesting. Everything in our life is a manifestation of our thoughts, our feelings, all the things, right? And it's not, it doesn't mean that we're like purposely making things happen in our life that aren't ideal. Like if we're experiencing challenges, and I'm honestly speaking from so much experience, like I live a very like amazing, fancy, whatever life now, but I have done my time, you know, like I really have, like I've been through years and years of mental health struggles. I've been through years and years of financial health struggles. So when I speak this stuff, I just want to make it very clear. Like I'm not speaking from a, oh my God, my life's so amazing, so you should think your life is amazing too. Like I've been in the hardest of places in my life and I've had to turn it around for myself. So like I really get that. And I just want to bring that up because sometimes when we say like everything in our life is a manifestation, it can feel hard. And it is hard, but like, it's kind of like this two-way street of, it's not our fault that it happened, but it's our choice. What are we going to do about it once we have enough awareness to know that we want to shift, you know, once we want to, then it becomes a choice. So it's like, firstly understanding that we're always manifesting. So it's kind of like the way that we're thinking right now is creating our current reality. So when we want to change things, like if you're in a 9-to-5 and you feel like you want to start doing something that feels like it has more purpose and you want to love what you do more and whatever, then it's like you have to shift the way that you show up to your life in order to manifest that into your life. So as a start, a practice would be like envisioning, well, what would you like to feel like in your life? Right? So that would be like a first prompt. And again, how you like go through this prompt is up to you. Like you can visualize it, you can journal it, you can think about it. Like there's no real right or wrong. I think sometimes writing down things is a really good way to do it because it's kind of like more of a concrete, you know, even if you're imagining it, maybe write some notes afterwards or whatever. It's kind of like a concrete way just to have like a very clear reflection of, I actually did this, because sometimes our mind's a little bit tricky and it likes to make us think that we've done the work when we haven't actually, you know, it's like, like I know this change I've been wanting to make. Like this happens sometimes with clients, like we're talking about something and it's been like a couple of weeks and nothing's shifted. And it's like, well, what have you actually done? And they're like, okay, now that I'm reflecting, I've thought about it, but I haven't actually done it.
Of course. I see what you mean.
Yeah. So sometimes to hold ourselves accountable, it's good to like write it down. Mm-hmm. And I know for me, I love that I've written things down on my path because like, you know, I'll find a journal from a year ago and I'll be like, oh my God, a year ago, this is what I was struggling with. And this is what I wished would happen in my life. And now it's a reality, you know?
Yeah. The coolest I love ever. Having the old journals. They are like,
Yeah, it is. It's super transformational. And I think like, it's one of those things at the time, you don't think it's going to be a big deal. But when you look back, you're like, oh, I'm glad I have this, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So even though there's no right or wrong, like I would recommend for sure, like writing it down at some point in the process. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, okay. So if you desire to have a life where you really feel purpose, what does that mean to you? Like, okay, what does purpose feel like? Well, it feels like I wake up and I'm excited. It feels like when I do my work, I'm really making a difference in people's lives. Like I can see the shift that I'm having in people's lives. It feels like, I don't need to worry about money. You know, it feels like I just always know there's more than enough to go around and I could help anybody that I loved if they ever needed support.
Yeah.
It feels like, I'm just, you know, I just wake up and there's no weight on my shoulder. Like, you know, you can kind of start like visualizing the feelings. And the reason why I say the feelings is because when it comes to manifestation, our emotions are actually one of our most powerful tools that we can use.
Yeah.
And the reason for this is because emotions impact us physically. Like they actually have they change our, like what's scientifically going on inside the body, it changes. What's psychologically going on in our brain changes depending on what we feel. And then even like our posture and everything like that can change. And when we talk about like law of attraction, vibrations, frequencies, they completely shift our frequencies as well. Mm-hmm. And they're a better communicator for what we want often than words. Because if we're talking about the universe and the kind of like the spiritual components of manifestation, there's not really like, words are a human thing, right? Like we invented words and talking.
Yeah.
How we feel is often a clearer indicator of what we truly want than what the words are, which is why I say like focus more on the feeling than what the actual thing is, especially at the start, because that's going to be one, better for manifesting. Two, it's going to be actually probably a better way to manifest what you truly want if you're not super, super clear on what that is yet. Mm-hmm. So focus on these feelings. And then the next question is, what can you do in your life currently to experience those feelings now? Mm-hmm. And then you go, oh, well, I can't wake up excited because I don't really love my job. Well, what if you could find something to be excited for when you wake up in the morning?
Yeah.
You know, what would it be? I'm excited for breakfast. You know, like, yeah. The first sip of coffee, the feeling of your robe on your skin, you know, like what is just anything that you can like, be like, okay, if I had to get excited about something in my life right now and bring back that childlike enthusiasm, like I honestly think some of the hacks of the universe are like, bring back your playfulness, have fun again. Yeah. Yeah, don't be so serious. Cry when you need to cry. Like, it's
so
like,
true, though. I think because when we get older, we just get so serious.
Yeah. And I'm like, why? And I mean, I've been through that too, but it's so funny because the more like effortlessness I have with my own success, I feel like the less serious I am about anything. I'm just like, whatever, like, let's play with this. Let's have fun with this. And equally honoring my human emotions as well. Like, you know how I said before, emotions are so powerful. It doesn't mean you can't feel negative emotions. In fact, we need to nurture ourselves and love ourselves through those emotions. The key is just not to make those, like if we're feeling sad, it doesn't mean that we're a failure now. It just means we're feeling sad and we need to maybe roll ourselves in a blanket and watch a movie. Like it's fine.
It's okay. Yeah, exactly.
And then we get back up and we, you know, and then we do the thing to make ourselves feel better again, but it's fine. But yeah, so then we bring in the emotion into our current state. So usually I find that the biggest pillars for people, regardless of what it is that they're manifesting, is it comes back to if we can find things to feel grateful for in our current life. And then whatever the other emotion is, because everyone kind of has like a resonance with a different emotion. Like they might have excitement, like I said. It might be joy. It might be freedom. Freedom is not really an emotion, but we can find a way to feel freedom of, like, you know, where can you experience the lightness that that brings, you know, in your life currently. Yeah. And the reason why it's so important to bring it into your life now is exactly what I said before, is because the one of our strongest magnetizer to change in our life is how we feel. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've, like, seen that. There's, like, all different memes about it, but there's, like, a 6 or a 9, and it's, like, laying on the floor, and two people are standing opposite of each other, and they're arguing, like, it's a 6, it's a 9, it's a 6, it's a 9.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it says something along the lines of, like, who's right? And they're both right because it's their perspective.
Of course.
And you know, it's the same thing when you see, like, things, it's like, oh, it's raining. And then one person's like, meh, one person's like, ooh, is there a rainbow? You know, like,
it's
our perspective that really shift things. So imagine this, you wake up and you usually feel like, oh my gosh, I just wish I was doing something else. I wish I was doing something else. And it's really like this feeling of, like, I'm not quite satisfied. So all throughout the day, you notice, your brain's basically wired to notice where you're not quite satisfied. And it's like amplifying the feeling.
Yeah.
And you're going through the day and you're just like, I'm not satisfied with my job. Then your boss says something, you're not satisfied with how your boss talks to you. Then your client's mean to you and you're like, I'm not satisfied. Yeah, exactly. But it's amplifying this feeling. And then we're in this space where we decide, we're like, my reality is that I'm not happy.
Yeah.
And my reality is that I'm not satisfied, or, you know, or in this particular area or in general. And then we move through our life creating more of that, because that's how we believe we feel and we believe is our experience.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that your boss should talk to you like that or whatever, but if you turn it around and you say, well, how can I wake up and be excited about something? How can I wake up and feel grateful for something? Then it's like you're priming your mind, and on a, like, psychological level, this is called activating your reticular activating system, mm-hmm. which is essentially the part of the brain that filters all of the information, because we see so much information, we'd go nuts if we had to consciously be aware of all of it. You know, it filters about 7 to 8 bits of information at a time so that you can focus on what's important. Like, is there a car coming when I cross the street?
Yeah.
You know, like, if you love the color red, you see the color red. It's like that kind of vibe, you know? And so your mind is being activated to now look for more things that are gonna excite you. Look for more things that you can be grateful for. And then suddenly your brain is now looking for evidence of why you're creating a life you're excited about, why you're creating a life that you're grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, and this is a practice, like, it's every day, it's reminding ourselves. That's why, as well, writing things down, like, even if you write these things down first thing in the morning or last thing before you go to bed or whenever you find time in the day, it just doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Morning, the reason I talk about mornings so great for, like, rewiring your mindset is because our minds are most malleable when we first wake up in the morning. So that's why it's a really good time to do this kind of stuff. But then we're actually practicing this on a daily basis. And then suddenly now, like what I was saying before, now we see someone who does I don't know, like, is a coach or does fitness or something, and we're like, oh my God, that looks exciting, that looks fun, that mm-hmm. looks great.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, we see an online course or we see you know, a billboard that's like, have you ever wanted to try this? Or someone at the gym approaches us to tell us about, I don't know, they're looking to hire new personal trainers. And it's like, suddenly you start noticing these opportunities, and because you're primed and you're looking for them and you're ready, then you're like, I'm going to do it. Then suddenly that, where you would have maybe had fear before, where you would have maybe put distance between yourself before, like, oh, I could never do that. Oh my gosh, no way. That's crazy. Now suddenly that's replaced with courage, because your mind this whole time has been like, I'm excited. I love this. I'm going to do what I love. I'm excited. I love my life. I'm going to do what I love. And then you see it and you're like, now, instead of only fear, I still feel a little bit of fear, but I also have courage.
Yeah.
What if I try this out? You know, and then we make decisions differently. So that's kind of like how it would play out.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's really, like, that's a really sort of practical way of also looking at it. So it's more like, because I think it's very easy to go through your day and to really be stuck in what you don't like. But because also we're programmed to really just naturally think like that.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's like, the more you think of it, it's like you're just like going further and further into that lower vibration.
Yeah.
So is it's more about like thinking, trying to get yourself in the state of thinking about what you really want or the feeling of what you really want, and then that, like, that knock-on effect.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, to give you like a really practical or like real life example of this, a few years ago, my husband and I were like, I call the first part of my entrepreneurial life, my struggling entrepreneur years. And that's before I launched my coaching business about 2.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to be an entrepreneur and I was doing all of the right things by textbook, but I was having a really, really hard time actually like ever getting anything off the ground. And we basically fell into this place where our income had gone so low that it couldn't even cover our basic expenses. And our debt had piled up so much just because we were so irresponsible with spending at the start. And by the time we noticed how irresponsible we were spending, our income had gone down so much that it was kind of like a complete mess. We were in over 6 figures of debt, like so intense, like borrowing money to pay rent, like borrowing money to eat, like,
oh my gosh,
really, like low with our financial situation. And this is right about the time that I'm learning this stuff, right? It is very easy to be like, yeah, but, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I was starting to learn, and one of the most powerful transformations that came out of that for me is this concept of abundance, which is why that's such a big part of my branding, is because I really needed to learn how to feel truly abundant internally before I experienced in my external world. Because before then, I thought I would feel fulfilled. I thought I would feel successful when I achieved an income level or when I, you know, had a trophy on the wall. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I needed to learn how to experience it internally. So I'm learning this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I literally had to go through my day, and I couldn't, at the time, I couldn't see necessarily where I was abundant financially, right? Because I was like, when I thought about what I was manifesting, it's like, oh, I just feel so abundant with money all the time. Like, money's always there for me. And like, I can always buy what I want kind of feeling. Mm-hmm. And I can, you know, easily pay back people and that kind of feeling. But it was so hard for me to find like a real life example in my life. So what I decided to do, I just decided that if I saw different signs in my life, that they were like a sign that it was all working out and that I would be like, that I am abundant and that it is all shifting and changing. And so I did things like when I saw triple numbers, like 111, 333, 555, I said, when I saw like other things I had would be like little symbols, you know, like, I don't know, different random things. But one of the first things for me was literally numbers. So I decided I'm going to feel like so excited and when I see a triple number, because that means I'm about to have abundance come into my life and that I am truly abundant. I had to literally like train myself to get excited about numbers.
I love that.
But then, you know, the crazy thing that started happening is then I started going, oh my God, I'm actually so much more abundant than I think, because I couldn't pay my rent, but I got help paying my rent this week. So I still have a place to live.
Yeah.
And then I go, and even though I borrowed money for food, when I went to the store, I saved $3 my entire grocery bill because some of the items I was buying were on sale.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You know, and I started getting excited about the tiniest things.
Yeah.
And like, to fast forward you in like in my currency, like I was in 6 figures over of debt in my currency. And then I launched my coaching business at the start of 2018. I made like, I don't know, something like 5 times my income the year before it, that year, or 3 times, I think. And then last year in 2019, I made $250,000 in my business.
Wow.
And that's like insane to me that I was like in that much debt, like literally living at my mom's house when I started my business.
Yeah.
And that's how I shifted it though. And I wish people would understand, if they went all in on those small things, it's not usually the big things. You know, like I was like seriously considering bankruptcy at the time. God. And it probably would have been a really smart thing to do in hindsight. But for some reason, it just never ended up like being something that I did. But, you know, I was in such a place, and through training my mind to see ways I could feel abundant, I literally shifted everything in my external experience. And It's amazing. Like, I really do put it down to those simple things.
Yeah, like, that's incredibly powerful. So it's really like chipping away at those things on a, yes, on a daily basis.
It's a practice. And that's where a lot of people, they're like, yeah, but I've tried 3 days ago. I did my list and I still haven't manifested the thing I want.
Where is that thing? It's like, yeah, it's so impatient, people.
Yeah. And I think that's where the whole thing is, like, the universe works on alignment, not time, right? Yeah. Like, we can have a time in mind, a time frame in mind, but yeah, probably for most of us, that's where we get messed up. Like, we think, I want to do that this month. And if it doesn't happen this month, then we're a failure. Then it didn't work. Then what's the point? Right. But yeah, the truth is, if it happened in 35 days instead of 30 days, do you suck? No. If it happened in a year instead of 30 days, you still don't suck. If it happened in 10 years, like, you know what I mean? Like, things will happen. And in hindsight, it always feels so quick. Every day for those 5 years that we were really like in struggle street, I was like, how much longer? And now when I look back, I'm like, it happened so fast. And I like, past me wants to punch me in the face and be like,
no. journal.
Yeah. And so it's like, I feel like that's so important to remember, is like, when it happens, you're going to be so grateful it happened the way it happened, because it's all part of your story. And that's one thing I used to tell myself as well, is like, I used to be like listening to abundance meditations and everything. And I'd be like, one day I'm going to be on stage teaching people this stuff and like how to get through it. And now here I am. And you know,
that's incredible. That is,
that's a manifestation. So
because also like, you're proof that, you know, you can be at this end and then you can like completely do a 360. And really just by focusing, as you say, on those like daily practices, like really being responsible for like how you feel, because at the end of the day, like, we can choose to feel a different way and we can choose to change our energy in any moment of the day. But I think it's just because it's so easy to fall into that like negativity or,
and
no,
that's
like the
majority of people. Yeah, that's the majority of people. And that's why I say as well, don't put so much pressure on yourself if you do notice yourself like slipping back into it. But once you know, it's a choice now. You know what I mean? Like, if you feel really crappy and you choose to continue to feel crappy for the rest of the day, once you realize, you're like, oh, I'm being really like negative Nancy today. If you choose to continue that for the rest of the day, that's your choice. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. And if you decide to continue that on for a month and then be like, oh, I really need to get back on track, that's also your choice. But also at any moment you can say, and this is where it's so hard, it's like always like a little bit of like, our ego does not like this part.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm really in control here. I have the choice.
Yeah.
And it is a little bit annoying because sometimes, you know, it's like, we have the right to be mad. We have the right to be whatever, but it's like, is that what we want?
Yeah.
And when we talk about really creating a life of excellence, like, not just creating a life where everything's like good, you know, you have enough. It's like, you have things you can be grateful for, but a life where you really are just like, wow, like, I'm so proud of how I'm showing up. Like, I'm so like, this is excellent. This is a spectacular kind of vibe in our life. Like, that does require a different sense of self-responsibility and a different sense of, like embodiment. And so it's not that it has to be perfect all of the time, but more times than we let ourselves stay in the mess, we pull ourselves out of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I want to just kind of like bring it back to, you were talking about like the time, like timing, it's, you know, it's going to come whenever it comes. But say for example, if, you know, like people get impatient and then if you like want something to happen, what do you do if it just feels like it's not coming? Like, at one point, is it going to come or I don't know. Like,
This is a really good question, because I do believe we can manifest things in a time frame as well. Because I mean, I have so many stories where like I needed to pay something and it was like an hour before the payment, I manifested the money to do it, you know, like I have so many of those stories. It's insane. And I think that like the other level that really is important, and it's, again, it's a muscle to build, but it's trust. It's trust that it is always going to work out. It's trust that it is always going to happen. But this brings up a really important conversation, because sometimes we're going head, like all focus towards something that might not actually be the thing we should be focusing on, right? Like, and so people say to me, how do you know if it's time to change what you're focusing on or whether the thing is coming and you just need to be more patient, right? And so this is kind of like what happened for me. Like, I think part of the reason why when I started my coaching business, it all kind of like fell into place so quickly. And again, still like took quite a few months before I started seeing the results, but, you know, it really did happen fast. I think a big reason is because I finally was in the complete alignment. And what I mean by alignment is that I had gotten to a point where I had done the whole, what I think I should do bit. You know, like I followed basic entrepreneurship, personal development. When I first got into entrepreneurship, work really hard, wake up at 5 a.m., stay up all night, like work 7 days a week, hustle, push, don't stop. The reason
follow
why people
certain strategies,
it's three steps. You follow these steps, and then once you've had success with these steps, then maybe explore something new.
But first,
follow the proven strategy. And that's how I built my business. And I was so like, my like prior stuff is I was so committed to being a good student. I was so committed to not messing things up that I actually completely neglected what I was intuitively feeling. And I think that's like one of the most dangerous places to be, because I know now for sure that we are capable of having a life where we do have it all. We get to love what we do on the way to what we want to have in our life. We get to have an amazing lifestyle and business and family and whatever else it is that we desire. I don't think that in today's world, the opportunities that are available, we need to have any sort of sacrifice to what we love. Now, that doesn't mean that it's always going to be comfortable, because comfortable isn't where growth happens. Like, there's still going to be times when we have to do, you know, like admin work that feels boring until we're at a place where we can hire a VA or whatever. There's still going to be times like that. But overall, it's like, we really love our life and what we do. And that is so freaking possible. We all come into this world with this unique success blueprint, I call it. And the more in tune we are with our intuition, which is kind of like, for me, it's kind of like the portal between our soul's higher knowing of like everything that we're capable of and our human experience, where we get to actually manifest it, right? Experience it. I'm going back to the original question was around the timing. So it's like, I would recommend that if you're ever in a place where you're questioning, you really want to look in and ask yourself, like, am I doing this because it's a should? Am I doing this because it's like a fear-based thing? Like, also for me, I didn't want to stop doing because I was afraid if I stopped doing this, what else would I do? And then would I be a failure because I'd have nothing else, right? When it shifted, it was like, I am so ready to trust that I really am capable of creating something. I'm so willing to trust that if I do it my way and I have fun with it, then it's the right thing to be doing, right? And then it was changing from there. So for me, the point where I was like, okay, I'm not going to keep pushing and I'm going to try something new was when I really realized it was out of the feelings of desperation, should, almost like loyalty to the point where it was dangerous, you know, like being so committed that I wasn't allowing myself to really honor my feelings, which my feelings were, I wanted to do something that was my own. I wanted to do something different. I wanted to stop following all of these trends, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it does take a little bit of internal work, but ultimately on the other spectrum, it does always come. One more thing though, if it's not necessarily coming in the space that we think, is that we have to do a self-check-in. And this is one of those, like, self-check-ins are like also one of my favorites to recommend for people to do, or like self audits, I call them. Audit yourself. So you say you're focusing on the vibration and you're doing the aligned work, but is this thought that it's not going to work out? How often does that actually come up? Like, how predominant is that in your energy field? And is it possible that that belief is, you know, at equal to, or possibly even more that mm-hmm. thought are similar in your energy than the thought that it is going to work out, right? Because it's easy sometimes to be like, you know, I'm so grateful for this and opportunities are flying my way. And then our brain's like, is it though?
Not
is
really.
Is it really going to?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where I say it's like, that's where you have to bring in the playfulness, because we can't fight our mind. Our mind is smart. We can't. We just say, well, what if, you know, well, what if today something really magical would happen? No, nothing magical is going to happen. Oh, yeah. What if though? let's just see. And if it doesn't happen, then you just be like, doesn't mean anything, you know, like, and that is a practice of that whole, like, getting used to talking to yourself in that way and leading yourself in that way, because we don't get taught that usually growing up. Yeah. So it is a self-check into our own energy, like where is our energy really in alignment and where is it possibly not? And possibly there's some work to be done, like transmuting those beliefs, like going a little bit deeper. Why are those beliefs coming up? Like, are you holding on to like a past experience that, you know, happened before, which happened to me when I first started my coaching business? It was like, when I went to invest in my first coach, I was like, yeah, but I like spent so much money before. What if I spend this money and then that's the thing that makes me go like broke again?
So
I had that fear, but that fear was from a past version of me that didn't know the things I knew now, that hadn't done the work up till now. And so it was like, I had a choice. Did I want to let this fear of something that happened to a previous version of me mm-hmm. rule my current version, or do I want to let my current version make up her own mind?
Yeah.
And so I had to play into that as well. So, I mean, there's a lot of awareness stuff that goes into it.
Yeah.
But I mean, if we can be a little bit playful with ourselves and question the beliefs mm-hmm. and then think what's a better feeling thought, you know, like what feels better to believe, we can always adjust our energy. And it doesn't matter how many times a day we need to do that. You know, if you need to do that with every thought of the day at the start, cool. That's fine.
Yeah. I love that. But I totally agree. I think like that letting go, it's so hard. Like but you know, I think also when we like focus and like we put so much attention on it as well, like sometimes we just need to, like, you know, as you said, trust.
Yeah. And that's where like other things in our life are so important. It's like, if you start getting like obsessive about it to the point where it's not feeling good anymore, that's also not the point. So it's also like when I said before, like what are things that feel fun and exciting? It doesn't all have to be like on your purpose. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, maybe today I just need to go to the movies with my husband. I need to go for a walk. I need to do some yoga. I need to dance. I need to whatever. I need to like go to this party, whatever it is. Like, it's like find ways to bring that energy into your life in other ways if you can't bring it in through the current way that you're trying to bring it in. Then that feeling will spill over to the other areas of your life.
Like, because that will help you get into that right energy.
And that's like before I do like calls for programs and things like that, like I often have little dance parties just to like bring my energy to the right place so that when I'm on, I don't feel just like, oh, I've been sitting on the couch all day. I feel like, oh my God, I'm ready.
You've
like,
got a bit of energy. Because even before I come on this, I was like jumping up and down the spot, like, let's go. Because you need to like get yourself in that energy. Mm-hmm. Space. And you know, we can change it in an instant as well. Like if you just jump up and down for a few minutes, like you can go from like mm-hmm. being like, well, you know, getting that energy back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome.
And that's where it does come back to, like, it's not just about being fulfilled in our work. Like for me, it's like, it's all one. Do you know what I mean? It's our life. That's what it is. And how we live our life, like we have different ways that we feel fulfilled. We feel fulfilled through, let's say, our relationship. We feel fulfilled through creative projects. We feel fulfilled through the work that we do. But it all has to be a part of the picture somewhere, right? And it's okay if at times, like, some things feel more of a priority than others. I know at times I'm just like, oh my God, everything about my business is lighting me up. All I want to do is my business work. And then other times I'm just like literally staring at my cat all day because he's the cutest thing ever. And like,
that's going to be a question.
I know. My husband and I are always just like, I don't even know how we're going to handle having a child, because probably like at least every half an hour we stop to be like, oh my God, look how cute our cat is.
We do. Like, even like since we've had our son, we just like look at pictures of him, like, isn't he just like, he's so cute in that picture. Oh yeah, you have it all ahead of you.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. But yeah, so it's like, you know, there's different times when different things feel important. And I think that if we remember on the path to creating what we want, to also create what we want in other areas, like if we really want to create a life where we feel like happy and excited and whatever, it's like, also, how can you prioritize in other areas of your life? And even if it's like, you know, 5 minutes in the morning, and just like consciously having a cup of tea with your partner, or I don't know, just like my husband and I, we went on a date night like a few months ago now, because I'm not going anywhere at the moment.
I know.
But, you know, we went to the, to a bookstore, and we were reading random pregnancy books actually, but then we bought coloring books and came home and colored together, you know, like it was so random, but it was so fun because it was just like, you know, it's creative, and we've also just like moved here, so we have like nothing in our house, so we're just like, oh, it's good to have some like art supplies in the house too. So it's like, it's that kind of stuff as well. We just like think of like what feels fun.
Yeah.
Let's color in coloring books. Cool.
Yeah, definitely. Right. Bringing that like playful energy back in. Absolutely. Yeah. And like, I totally resonate with you when you're saying about like not like listening to your intuition and like doing things by the book, or like, you know, living a life that we're supposed to, you know, like in a career and you've worked really hard to get there, that you have to stay there, you know, because like, you know, other people around you think that you should, like, you've got a good, like a good salary, you've got security. Well, maybe not so much anymore when like, look at what's going on right now.
I think honestly, like right now is a time where people are more realizing like, oh, you know, which is like, for me, like I'm, the energy that I'm really working in the world right now is like this energy of there's people that are really being called to rise. Like the intuitive hits I got very clearly early on were that abundance is being redirected. So a lot of people who've been wanting to make money through like their own business and things like that, like the universe is like, here you go, here's your opportunity.
It's
actually going to be a lot easier for people to, like, I always believe it's easier to make money when it's something that you truly love anyway, because you know, it might feel harder to start, but then ultimately it's like a clear channel. There's no like resistance. Yeah. There's complete gratitude. It's so much better. And it's like a mass awakening for the people in my kind of like soul network anyway. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I'm feeling the exact same vibes. It's like me and my friend, actually who I did the podcast with before, we were talking like when kind of all of this was coming to the surface. It's like, I feel like in this moment, it's like causing me to like step up even more just for the like collective to, in this time when there's so much like fear, anxiety, it's like, okay, we need more people in the world that can lift people up, you know?
Exactly. And that's okay too. And it's like that whole thing that, you know, I was saying with there's no judgment on ourselves when we're going through these things. It's like everyone's entitled to feel exactly what they want to feel right now, and everyone needs to go through it. And if like right now you feel like being in a ball and doing nothing, like honor that, that's fine. And if right now you feel like rising, please honor that, you know, because that's the world really, really needs you. And I know there's been like people who've messaged me and clients, they're like, I feel like rising more than ever, but I'm scared. Is it the right time? And it's like, yes, the world needs you right now. Like, step the F up.
Absolutely. I've had days where I'm like full of energy, and then I have days where I'm like, oh, no, not today. It's okay.
Exactly.
So you just go with it.
It is like, and I don't know. Do you know human design at all? Like the concept of human design?
Yeah.
So in human design for me as well, I'm like an open sacral being. So what are you?
I'm an MG.
Oh yeah. I'm a manifester.
Okay.
So I like, you know, I have open sacral. So that means like I generally, you know, if I need a rest, I need a rest. Like I'm not doing anybody favors by pushing myself.
Yeah.
And it's been like the most, powerful thing for me to realize like how much when we really, really just honor ourselves, things really work. Like things really, really work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll like honestly say for the first couple of years of my business, I did something very similar to you, like pushing against something that wasn't for me, but I was too afraid. I had also created some form of success with it as well.
Yeah.
When it doesn't feel in alignment anymore and you have to let go of it, it's is so hard. But when something doesn't feel good, it's like if you're working a 9-to-5 job and it just doesn't feel good anymore, it does take courage to step in that other direction.
Yeah, but, it always takes courage.
Yeah. You know, I think in the end, it's everything works out. The dots all connect.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that like you look back on your life, you'll look back on your life one day. And even like when you look back on your life now, like when you were a kid, and I don't know if you remember this, but like learning to tie your shoes just felt like the most impossible thing in the whole world. And you're just like, I don't know, I'll ever tie my shoes. And then like one day you just like put on a pair of shoes now and you just like, you don't even think about it. You tie your shoes and it's just like the easiest thing in the whole world. And we look back at our life one day in hindsight and we think, wow, like, thank you for being so brave. You know, like even sometimes I want to go to bed, but then I'm like, oh, I'll just do this one task so it's easier for me tomorrow. And then next day me's like, I love you past self because I'm so happy you did this, you know?
Pat on the back.
Yeah. And when I think of the courage that I had, when I think of how, you know, how much strength I had going through the harder times, when I think about all of that stuff now, I'm just so damn proud of myself, even though at the time, like I had no idea how it would work out. Yeah. You know, I didn't know what I know now. I couldn't see what I see now. And it was purely off a feeling.
Yeah.
It was like, we'll see.
Yeah. I love
Let's try this.
Awesome. Yeah, so you've given us such great tips and insight into manifestation today. I've so enjoyed it. Yeah. And I'm going to ask every single person I have on the show, I'm going to ask them the same question. So it's, what advice would you have for someone that like has goals, they have desires, but they're definitely stuck in that, like, I just don't know how to like get into action. Maybe you've kind of already covered it, but like, what would be your one kind of piece of advice?
I guess the sum up or the little bow on top would be like, it's not that you don't know how to get into action. It's probably that you just feel fear around the thing. Like you feel so scared around the one thing that you probably know is the thing you should do. And it would be like really crazy, like whether it's to start the thing or do the course or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, find that thing that you actually already know that you just feel a lot of fear around, and just be courageous, be so courageous that you'll look back in a week, a month, a year and be like, wow, thank you. thank you for being brave. Like, thank you for taking those moments to be brave and have courage, because every part of living the life that we truly desire takes courage, and you have to start there. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. That's such a great way to kind of close off. That's amazing. So where can people find you online? Where are you usually hanging out?
Oh, so my favorite hangouts are Instagram at Viola Hug.
Yeah.
I just have like an obsession with stories and like connecting with people through Instagram stories. So if you're listening and you know, you want to say hi, please do. And then I love hanging out in my Facebook group, which is Abundant Babes, a home for the visionary.
Yeah.
And then the other places to find me, like if you want to find out more about my work and the different offers that I have available, violahug.com is a really good hub, even though probably most up-to-date information will be on social media.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah. There's like my podcast and everything as well, but
yeah,
the best places would be Instagram and my Facebook group.
Awesome. Awesome. I will put all of your links into the show notes as well. So everyone can easily find you. And then we'll also put a link into your book as well. So if anybody can check that out.
Yes, my book's awesome.
Oh, my dear, I'm so delighted to have you on today. It was such an easygoing conversation. You're the first person that I interviewed on the podcast. And I think it was bloody awesome.
It was. It was so fun.
Thank you so much, and thank you to everyone who has tuned in today. We will see you on the next episode.